As we come to the end of Season 3, the crew aboard the Oz-9 feel oddly divided. The Albatross, at the helm of her private bridge, continues a so far fruitless search for Joe, whose wanderings have taken him further afield than she suspects. After exactly zero arm-twisting, Leetah's convinced Dr. Theo to read his book aloud in the crew quarters, ensuring them their privacy. Dr. von Habesetzer has shut the door of his laboratory, and no one even responds to the muffled explosions, or the shouts of
"Code's broken!"
and
"Sulkenfelter!"
anymore. But, for once, a resident mad scientist isn't the only source of explosions.
You all right in there?
I'm fine.
I smell something burning.
I said I'm fine.
I'm not asking about you, you burk. I thought you might be cooking something.
Just my eyebrows.
What?
Nothing. I'm not cooking anything. Go away.
Could you maybe open the door?
What would be the point? You'd see exactly as much of me as you do now.
It'd cut down on the shouting.
No, it wouldn't. You always shout.
Come to the swamp with me.
Why?
I could use your help collecting more plants to test. We're running out of food.
Surely you don't need me for this.
And gin.
Damn you.
I've got the still all set up. We just need something to feed it. Wear your least favorite shoes. Meet you at the bioswamp in 10.
Very well.
45 minutes later, Colin joins Jesse in the swamp.
I'm here.
Jesus!
Sorry. Why are you green?
Let's just say those wee brown berries over there are a no.
Berries? Are you sure we don't have, rabbits?
What?
Never mind. Just be sure to brush your teeth well when you get back to your bunk. Where are we looking?
This way. I haven't explored that area over there yet.
Wonderful. Perhaps something new and different can try to kill us. Can you see any of me today?
Not a sausage.
Perhaps another expression.
Oh, nor anything else either. But I've been meaning to ask you, are you wearing clothes?
Of course I am.
Same togs every day.
Don't be disgusting.
So, whatever you're wearing disappears along with you. Martini glass and all.
Apparently.
So why not Joe's bucket? You carried that everywhere for days and we could see it.
I don't know. Never occurred to me.
There's a lot about Joe that bears questioning. Like, where is he, for one?
He's the king of disappearing acts, remember? He'll show up when we least expect it.
Hello.
Jesus!
I have not scared anyone in such a long time. That is feeling nice.
What are you doing here?
I am collecting the smelly and the slimy and the stinky things for Dr. Theo.
Wherever did you get that
basket? I made it myself. From the swamp reeds. They are very bendy and very strong. Like me.
It's fancy. Ooh, you lined it with moss?
May we? It is proof waters. And I like to have the moss with me in case of the plants attacking. Mademoiselle Jesse, what do you smell of? Coup de lapin.
A what?
Just brush your teeth. The daisies are a nice touch.
I was making it for the albatross, you see. Oh, it is very pretty and feminine for her. That is all.
Really? Because these reeds still look green and freshly picked. Reckon you could make me one of these?
And what is in it for me?
You get to keep eating.
Fine! But no daisies for you. You made me cranky.
What are those blueberries?
Yuck. Those are disgusting. They taste of pepper and sand.
Could they be? They are. They're juniper berries. Show me where you got these.
Colin, Look at your hand.
My God! It's there! Wait, it's fading. Oh, damn!
Ooh, you also have teeth and the tip of the nose. Ah!
No longer.
Hang on a minute.
Hey! I said I will make you a biscuit. Do not be stealing mine.
I'm not your potato fathead. Give me the berries.
Now, what are you doing? Stop ruining my berries.
Look, you screeching ninny, look.
My God.
Wherever I rub berry juice on you.
Becomes visible. I'm cured. Hey. But now, my martini. What did you do that for?
There are juniper berries in these, no?
He's right. It worked. Ah, you're already fading.
But still wet. Thank you.
What about your other powers? Does it cancel them too?
I don't know. Let's see. Here, toss this into the air.
A kernel of popcorn?
I've been using them for target practice. Don't tell Captain Madeline.
Is that what I smelt burning then? You could kill yourself doing that. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that the albatross sacrificed herself to save us. And a little eye laser practice is the least I can do.
Fair point. Any luck?
Well, my bunk needs a new paint job, but otherwise no. Let's see if the eye lasers still work. Throw it.
Here goes.
My God. Here, do it again.
This is impressive.
I've never had this level of control before. Not even close. All along, I was carrying my own solution.
You drink a ton of that muck. Why didn't it work before?
I suppose it has to be applied externally. Ugh, that's unfortunate. Freeze, quickly. Show me where you found these berries.
This is all of them. I think the egrets are eating them.
Oh, take us to the spot anyway. Maybe there are more.
Certainly. This way.
As Le Bichon Frise leads Colin and Captain Jesse in entirely the wrong direction, on the bridge... Well, speaking of people going in entirely the wrong direction...
Damn it!
I believe we have had this conversation, Captain. Steering with your knees while eating some popcorn is simply asking for wrong turns.
It's space, Doc. There's no such thing as a wrong turn.
This belief is perhaps at the root of our problems,
I figured once we got the big bad plant, we'd get our steering back. But that hasn't happened.
Are you sure?
I'm sure I still don't have control of the ship.
Well, okay, but...
And neither does Olivia.
Oof. This is cause for concerning.
Okay, I'm gonna ignore that for now.
What do you think is going on?
Actually, no, I'm not. Why does everyone think Olivia is the real captain of this ship? Aren't I? Shut
up! Perhaps because we have been told that you dropped out of the school for the captaining, and we are wondering how you are here with the bars and the patches and the biggest bunk and that.
Yeah, well, you put a bomb on board. Could we maybe concentrate on getting control of the ship back? And where the hell is Joe?
Last I saw, he was heading to Pod Bay 3.
Oh, so that's the body tag we saw?
I thought you could not see in the Pod Bay 3.
Sorry? Connection dropped for a second there. Come again.
You said there was a body tag in Pod Bay 3, but I thought you were not able to see...
I think we're going through a tunnel. Hello? Dr. Von Harbitzer, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm standing right here, Liebchen. And who is V?
Doctor, hello?
Oh, I think we lost him.
If you don't want to tell us, you could just say so.
Okay.
He leaned in to kiss her, finally devouring her lips with his own, then whispered softly into her ear, "Your breath smells of caramel and butterscotch." "Why, thank you," she replied in a voice husky with desire. "You misunderstand me," said Dr. Leo. "You have streptococcus anginosis. We need to get you to a dentist right away."
What is happening right now?
Dr. Theo is reading to me. Still? I think he is, anyway.
My ears went numb a couple hours ago.
Dr. Theo?
But what can we do? Cried Maribel. We're stranded on this windswept moor. Night is falling, and a storm is coming.
Never fear, he replied, in a voice you could dip peanut butter into and serendipitously develop Reese's candy if it hadn't been invented already. I'll save you from this pathogen.
Will this be stopping soon?
No. We're still in the introduction. You'd think a voice that pretty would give out sooner.
Dr. Theo!
Fortunately, as a child, I had a fascination with dentistry, he said, soothing her instantly with his mastery of oral hygiene. Eat this piece of bread to stave off liver and brain abscess.
But it's moldy, she cried.
I know, he replied, his eyes piercing but kind.
Yes, penicillin, very clever. Perhaps we have had enough of the thrills for the moment, Herr Doctor?
Too obvious, maybe? The penicillin and...
Yeah, I would say with this book, you need not worry about the penicillin, my boy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Von Habitsetzer. Okay.
Have either of you seen Joe?
No, but I think he was just in the hallway outside the crew room.
Why do you say that, dearest? Ooh, random health check. We haven't done one of those in ages. Leet, take a deep breath and hold it, please.
Smelled like lemons.
Keep holding.
What are you doing?
I'm conducting a routine health check. Keep holding.
Mm-hmm. We do not have random health checks.
She's watching his chest inflate. You can breathe normally, Leet.
I can usually get through Shine On You Crazy Diamond twice before I have to take a breath.
The extended version?
You said the hallway smelt of lemons, hmm?
I didn't notice anything.
This is interesting. Was it exactly of lemons?
Not exactly. It smelled of lemon and... relief?
What the hell does that mean?
Not sure. But that's the smell I smelled. I figured it was some kind of cleaning stuff.
What does relief smell like?
A lot like lemons.
Doctor, is this making sense to you?
Perhaps. Were you close to the Pod Bay 3?
Of course not. The entrance to Pod Bay 3 is nowhere near the crew room or the bridge.
Oh, it is if you're taking the long way from one to the other in an attempt to ditch someone, hmm?
Ditch someone?
Because you don't want to hear any more of their book. For example.
Hey, want to watch me hold my breath again?
Ooh, yes, please.
Leet, my boy. Were you near Pod Bay 3?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous, Leet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it, I believe we might have passed the entrance to Pod Bay 3.
Then it is to Pod Bay 3 we must go. Instantly!
Hello?
Cheese the crackers! You did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Dr. V is on his way to Pod Bay 3 with Madeline Leet and Dr. Theo in tow. Can you see what's happening in there?
Not really. I just see pings from body tags.
Oh, bollocks. Can't you hear anything?
No. What are you all stirred up about? You don't get this agitated about anything except the possibility that Leet might put on a shirt.
Ooh! Don't even joke about that!
Care to explain?
I can't. That's the gap.
What are you talking about? What gap?
My gap. There's a micro... hesitation in my circuitry. Some bits missing. I've been over it again and again, but I can't figure out what fit in that little blank space.
You were gapped.
It's minuscule.
But meaningful.
Like the tiniest scratch on the record of your favorite song. And when I try to get information about Pod Bay 3, even just its bloody dimensions from the ship's schematics, I can't. It skips. The needle jumps right over it. Every time.
Who did this to you? Can you tell? Was it G2? Dr. Von Habersetzer? This is what you were talking about. The questions you have about yourself.
There's only one program in the galaxy smart enough to gap me and keep it from me this long.
You!
And that's... Oi! Way to steal a dramatic moment there, big bird.
Sorry. Shall we do that bit again?
If you wouldn't mind.
Not at all.
There's only one programmer in the galaxy smart enough to gap me and keep it from me this long.
Who?
Me.
Well, did you do it?
No, it's not my fault. So, this is the sort of bit where I reckon like a narrator would come in. Yeah?
And say what exactly? This is why you don't leave dramatic flow in the hands of amateurs or algorithms.
Is there any way you can get in that room? Oh, with Greg, maybe. Like Colin said, he could, scoot over.
There is one way, but I don't like it. And we'll have to let Greg in on our secret.
What secret?
That you're alive? Seriously, that little trip through open space did you no good at all.
Well, of all the crew, I think I'd trust Greg most of all, so... fine. Can you bring him in here without alerting the others?
He's, outside? Busting to come in.
You told him?
Have you ever seen a zebra cry? I challenge you to say no to that. Oh, and he thought you might like to have pneumonia with you for company. Come on in, Greg.
Ma'am, if I had arms, I'd hug you. It's awfully wonderful to see you standing there. I hope you'll pardon some sloppy sniffling.
Oh, please. I haven't even been gone very long.
Well, yeah, but you were all the way gone. Not see you next year gone. You were gone. And that makes a difference.
Yes, I suppose it does. Thank you, Greg.
All right, Pneumonia, all right. Come on out. She's been real quiet since you left.
Oh, hello, little one. Oh, I have the perfect perch for you.
I brought along a stash of curly whirlies.
Yes, this is all very heartwarming, blah, 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 but can we get this over with?
All right. How do we get you into Pod Bay 3?
That screen right there. Push the green button.
The one with the lock icon.
Yes, the one with the lock icon.
What does it do?
Oh, just push it and find out. Ow!
Watch it. I can't.
Ow, that pinch is.
Stop. Stop. Ooh, don't you hit that. Wait.
Hands off. Hands off.
You are the cutest thing I've ever seen.
My God.
I am not cute. Go on, get it over with. Hurry it up. As long as I'm in this form, my power is limited. And going back to my usual self requires a reboot of all the ship's systems. So laugh it up, fuzzballs, and let's get on with it.
Sorry, but you are tiny and adorable. Wow.
Ooh.
And amazingly flesh-like.
Yeah, well, look who's talking. Poke me again and you'll have to borrow one of Howard and Emily's arms to pick your nose. Got it?
So what happens next?
Greg, give me a lift to Pod Bay 3. Albatross, I've linked to your monitor, so everything I see in here, you'll see in here. Open up, taxi.
I'm really just a transport vehicle around here, aren't I?
Ooh, pneumonia. Like what you've done to the place. Beanbags, moonlighting, waterbed? Is that a mirror ceiling on his left lung? It's quite the bachelorette pad.
What? What the hell have you been doing in there? I can't believe you turned my insides into... whatever that is!
Stand down, taxi. Just kidding. To Pod Bay 3 and step on it.
After a fruitless search in the wrong part of the bioswamp for juniper berries, Colin, Jesse, and Frise also took the scenic route back to the crew room, though it's not certain who was trying to ditch whom. In any case, they came upon Madeline, Leet, Dr. Theo, and Dr. Von Habesetzer at Pod Bay 3, trying to work out the math to get in.
Now, it's now! Damn it, we missed it again!
Captain! While I am sure you have many skills, while I am sure you have some... odd skill, mathematics is not it. Please allow me.
There's a switch.
Oh,
Thank goodness.
It's on the inside.
And that's helpful because...
Because eventually you'll want to get out? Yes, I suppose I could have withheld the information until then.
Hang on, I have the solution right here. Come on out, Olivia.
What a tiny little ninja.
Oh no, is it that mean lady that sounds sort of like Jessie, but not really?
It's me, dearest.
Oh, ninja. I've had lab rats because of that. Are you sure this is the wisest course of action? Your powers are very limited in tangible
form. Yes, I know. So if we could pick this up, there's a screen over there. Lead, if you could give me a hand.
Well, okay. Now what?
Push the button there so the platform slides out. Set me down there. Gently. I'll take it from here. You all just be ready. And go!
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Oh, no, hang on. And now go!
Well, howdy everyone. Sorry about the smell. Bit of a bumpy ride.
I know that voice. Are you Donna?
Sure am.
My God! Glinda!
Horace?
Yep, that's where I'm leaving you with this group. But don't worry, September 2021 isn't that far away. Let's go check out what's happening with the ground crew, shall we? Down on Earth.
My God, these idiots can do nothing without me. Hello? What? Well, track her down. She can't have gone far.
They must be talking about Mrs. S.
But be gentle with her. Under no circumstances is harm to come to her.
Never mind.
Are you at the greenhouse? Good. Does anyone smell lemons?
Just ask them!
No? Damn. Well, get looking. And don't call me till you found her.
You lost Gertie?
Thalmius, I need hardly tell you what a danger that is to her and to any human who finds her. We must discover her whereabouts and bring her safely home. Perhaps she is at 7-Eleven seeking treats.
The only treats Gertie might be looking for ain't five for a dollar at your local one-stop salmonella shop, trophy boy. She's full-grown and hungry. We gotta get hold of her before she kills someone.
Wow. I've never heard you express concern about another human being before.
She'll blow this whole operation wide open and shut us down.
Oh. Of course. Julie can track her.
What?
Well, you can smell her, right? You can follow her trail.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Ben is right.
Did you actually flinch saying that?
Only a little. I hoped you wouldn't notice.
Fine. But you'll need to leave some insurance behind.
You can keep Southers.
Whoa, hey now!
Mr. Southers has another appointment to keep.
I say, hey now! Who exactly do you keep referring to?
Tiberius.
He's dead. That's his head right there? I don't know how much more proof you need.
Oh, hell.
Indeed. That, my dear, is not the real Tiberius, but an actor. His name is Percival. The real Tiberius has preferred to remain behind the scenes until now.
There were rumors, of course, but I never believed it.
Well, you brought in an actor, and now he's dead.
He deserved it. He worked for scale.
Let me stay here, Felonius. Say the others got me. Give me a fighting chance!
Oh, you prefer to face deadly alien plants than a human being?
You haven't heard the stories. He once had this pet assassin who did the most awful things with decongestant.
Decongestant? Like nasal spray? What an incredibly stupid weapon.
Son, the stories I've heard would bring that head over there to life and kill it all over again.
If I don't bring you in, I have to face him. Which option do you suppose I'm going to take? Ben and Pluto will stay here in the tunnels to ensure your cooperation. and haste.
How exactly are you and I going to bring Gertie in? We need Pluto, at least. You can lock Ben in one of your rooms at the resort.
One with the hot tub, please. And room service.
How very amusing. Pluto and Ben will remain here. Pluto, your key, please.
I don't have it.
You must have. You couldn't leave these tunnels with your key buried at the threshold, so you must have it.
Wait. You thought he was trapped in the tunnels?
Would you allow a god to run around of his own accord?
Allow?
So, he didn't lead you to us. Not on purpose, anyway.
Oh, very well. Since you're all friends again, the two of you can fight the others together. Best of luck. Let's go. We'll drop Suthers off to face the music. And the electrodes. And the thumb extenders. And I wouldn't dawdle if I were you, Missy. The faster you find Gertie, the quicker you can return to rescue them.
You're not leaving them here.
I leave them here alive, or I shoot them and leave them here dead.
Go. Find Gertie. We'll be okay.
Well, I will. You're very soft and squishy.
Do you mind? I'm trying to get her to go.
Sorry, Hobby, over here.
I don't suppose you have any pesto on you? Literally?
We'll be okay. I promise. Man, I can't wait to tell this whole story to Maggie. She's going to love drawing the plants. And Felonious, with three heads and a pointy tail.
When did you get all brave?
Just following the example of my amazing wife. Go get Gertie. Be safe.
Just be here when I get back. Alive.
Promise. But hurry.
Let's go.
Hey, watch it.
Keep moving. No dawdling.
Dang. It's dark in here.
One moment.
Ooh, isn't that Mrs. Sheffield's cane?
It's really more of a walking stick. She asked me to hold on to it as she didn't want to take it into the resort with her.
I don't suppose you can break us both out?
Not both of us, no. Apparently, some of my powers went with the key.
Can you send me where you sent Donna?
Really should have held on to that key.
Love makes you do stupid things, doesn't it?
Like following your wife to a small town in Indiana where you're trapped in a cave inhabited by ancient alien plants intent on killing and eating you.
That's a pretty specific case study, but yeah. Something like that.
Does love explain all your stupidity?
Hey, we were just getting along.
Oh, that was intended to be what you humans call a joke.
Oh. Look, if you can get out, you should follow Julie and Felonious and keep them safe from Gertie.
Julie knows she is safe from Gertie.
What do you mean? Because she helped her?
No. Well, possibly, but mostly because Gertie is very, very far away. Her scent trail ends here.
So she's here? In the tunnels?
What part of very, very far away do you fail to comprehend?
How her scent trail ends here?
I suspect this fellow could explain. You can come out now.
Jesus!
Hello?
Normally, the episode would be over by now, and I would have already listed the credits and signed out. But there's more to tell if you'll just hang in there with me for a little longer. At the resort, Mrs. Sheffield is hoping for a few minutes alone in Tiberius's office, and she's running out of things to pretend to clean.
If you want to get that shine, you gotta be there. Oh yes, on time. If you want to leave your office for a little bit, then you can do that, you little... roll out the duster.
Mrs. Harris, I know little of the domestic sciences, but I'm fairly certain that's your third trip over that shelf with wax.
I like shiny knobs and I care not lie.
Mrs. Iris.
And a cleaner's. Oh, now do you think a man of your stature deserves less? Does he? Yes. Now I want to be able to eat off my reflection, dear. Yeah. Or something like that.
Do I make you nervous, Mrs. Iris?
No, sir. Oh, whoopsie. Caught it. No worries, sir. It's all right. I'm fine.
Perhaps you could set the 2.75 million pound sterling glass figurine of a sunflower given by Napoleon to Josephine on the occasion of their divorce gently back on its stand.
Oh, it was. Good thing I caught it then, eh, Duxie?
For you. A very good thing. My last housekeeper broke a light bulb that cost $1.14.
Oh. What happened to her then? Let go, she?
Well, precisely. Her son held on to her to the very last, but the plants were too strong for him and he had to let go.
Oh, you do go on, didn't you?
Indeed. Mrs. Harris, I have a great deal to do.
I do hear that, my lovely. Yeah, I mean, my to-do list is so long, it makes Santa's naughty list look like a doodle. Yeah, you carry on. Yeah, you won't bother me at all.
If only I could say the same. My business is private, Mrs. Harris.
Oh, that ain't a worry, sir. I have my headphones on so I can listen to my stories and, well, I won't hear a word, right? So, you know... you go on, Skipper McGrath, go on.
Mrs. Harris, I don't think... Mrs. Harris! Mrs. Harris! Very well. This is Tiberius. Yes. Long may it lather and all that. You remember that orphanage we established? Yes, it's time. Look, my friend, this is no time to be developing a conscience. Consciences get people killed. Quite horribly. I expect to be launching our ship soon. And we'll need juice boxes. Juice boxes. What? It's code, you idiot. I'm not alone. Just sedate them. Well, give them as much sugar as they can handle and wait a couple of hours. Just get them here.
Oh, Lord. Dr. Pickle's voice sounds familiar.
Mrs. Harris. Mrs. Harris! Mrs. Harris.
Oh, dear, did you just drop your stapler, sir? From across the room there onto my head?
No, I threw it to get your attention. Bring me your headphones. Don't touch the buttons, just bring them to me.
Bring them to... Whatever for, sir? Are you interested in podcasts, is it?
Because I'm aware devices such as yours can record as well as play. Hand it over, Mrs. Harris. Now.
As you like, sir.
Thank you. Let's just hear this podcast, shall we? You listen to this voluntarily, not as some sort of community service penalty for shoplifting.
No, it's very, very amusing, sir. Yeah, it keeps me laughing anyway.
The perils of a public education. I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure I don't know about that. Now, any chance I could get you to shift to your sofa? Hey, come on. I mean, that desk of yours is a right mess, isn't it? Hey, right mess.
The only things on it are a notebook, a lamp, and my elbows.
It also is disgusting. Take me two ticks and you'll be able to rest your elbows again. Easy in the knowledge they ain't settling into a pile of rancid, rotten human skin cells that'll go up your nose and into your ventilators before you know it. Breathing other people.
You are oddly persuasive.
Yeah, just leave everything there and I'll get it all tidied up.
Oh? And what am I to do in the meantime?
Oh, well, you know, I could just do with a cuppa. Which I shall make for myself when I'm done here. Maybe feed your fish. I'll be done in a hurry.
Perhaps I'll just sit right here and watch.
Oh, well, as you like. Right, well, you're right. Not much here to do. but, there you go. I think you can safely set your elbows here again, ducks, eh?
Are you nearly done? I'm expecting visitors.
Oh, well, just a quick follow-up with the Hoover and I'm out, eh? Whoa, there'll be a beast.
After much stumbling, stalling, and no small amount of begging from Suthers, he, Felonius, and Julie knock on the door of Tiberius's inner sanctum.
What was that noise? Damn it, Mrs. Aris, turn off the Hoover.
Oh, you know I'm on a schedule, Dax. Suppose I can give you 5.
Mrs. Aris? My fish tank is full of piranha, electric eels, lionfish, cone snails, and a particularly cranky and territorial blue-ringed octopus. Generally, I have to bring in a specialist to clean it, but it could be added to your roster.
I'll just skip the Hoover in, shall I?
You may skip the rest of your to-do list for now. Right after you open my door to admit whomever is out there.
Now, that's not what you pays me for, is it? You won't see Ada Harris shirking her duty, sir. Oh, hello. Do come in.
Mrs.
Harris. How do?
You look very familiar.
Well, I suppose I would, seeing as you hired me, didn't you?
Oh, as much as I enjoy hosting social events in my doorway, perhaps you could come in and talk to me.
My God, it's true. The rumors are all true. Wait, are the rumors all true?
Just the bloodier ones.
It's her fault.
Do you have any redeeming characteristics?
Not if the rumors about him are also true. You would be Julie, correct? One-time employee of the greenhouses, now spy?
Possibly.
Do you know, I once dated your mother-in-law. It didn't last.
Well, she was too mean for you, huh?
Oh, you have spirit.
Let me guess, you like that.
No, I hate it. So I'm going to quash it right now. There is a pawn that has not been brought into this game, but could be any time I choose. Remember that.
You touch my daughter.
Don't be tiresome. You're helpless, and you know it.
Pluto and Gertie are on our side. Probably. And we have others out there.
You mean, one moment, let me check the roster here. We've got Buck and Glenda. Oh, how delightful.
You know about them.
Turns out, Buck has a terrible allergy to shellfish. Oh, my. And Glenda has an equally fatal allergy to hatchets. Oh, goodness. I wouldn't count on either of them coming to your aid.
It appears this one has the ability to smell Gertie. I plan to use her to track our escapee.
This one is all yours.
Now, just hang on a minute. My great-great some number of greats grandpappy helped build this here showertorium. Can't just ignore that. Where's your loyalty, old man Lather?
Your some number of greats grandpappy was an idiot oceanologist who believed the Sulphur Springs was the birthplace of Xerox.
That may be true, but my family has blood here.
And they're about to leave some more.
Yeah, well, I'll just be heading out then, shall I, Dax? I didn't hear a thing, by the way. Just my lovely stories, you know. you should subscribe as well, all of you. It's a very, very good show.
I don't think so, Mrs. Harris. Or should I say, Mrs. Sheffield. Gods!
Whoa! Oh!
Grab her.
Oh, look, all these lovely little guards, just for me.
I think we're all going to visit the tunnels together. I haven't watched them feed for a very long time. And what a rich meal I'm bringing them. Mr. Southers and Mrs. Sheffield, ooh, what a delight. Oh, and depending on how nimble your husband has been in the last half hour, possibly Ben as well. Then you can help us find Gertie. And since you've been so benevolent as to heal her, you can nourish her as well. Guards, grab the prisoners. Let's go.
Hey! Hey!
Shouldn't we just shoot them all here, Tiberius? This group have an almost uncanny ability to slip away, and I don't think giving them the opportunity...
That sounds suspiciously like you're questioning my judgment.
Not at all, sir. It's just that shooting them right now, one bullet per head, it's a sure thing. One in the hand, two in the bush, you see.
I see. Would you prefer to be coated in breadcrumbs or bechamel, Felonius?
Shutting up, sir.
Whoa! Whoa!
It's very early in the morning in French Lick. The sun is well below the eastern horizon, but brilliant layers of orange and yellow hint at a glorious day to come. The grass is still wet with dew. The grounds crew isn't out yet, so the world is silent, except for the songs of the birds. Even our puckish crew, always so quick with a joke or a jibe, is silent for once, as if they know this time the jig is well and truly up.
Ladies first. Felonius, keep our sniffer hound here safe.
Watch it!
Oh, what exactly? Mrs. Sheffield, Mr. Southers, you first. I believe I hear voices. Follow them.
You know, this really isn't necessary. I mean, a good lunch, a cup of tea, and we can sort it all out.
Less talky, more walky.
Less pokey, more choky, if you don't cut that out.
He once got his hand caught in a candy machine.
I explained that.
Yeah. You were too cheap to spend a whole quarter.
Is money so inconsequential to you that you just throw it away?
Yes. If it's a quarter. Oh, thanks. Ooh, is this chocolate? I've never had a curly whirly before. Mr. Sheffield? Southers?
Why have you returned?
Well, we're not exactly alone, Oh, hello. Who is this?
Others, come forward, for I have brought you a treat. You Jesus!
Hello, brother.
Well, that's it. Season 3 is a wrap. The cast and crew of Oz9 would like to take a moment to thank our patrons, our comic book backers, and all you, our wonderful listeners, for joining us on the journey so far. We'll be back September 19th with the start of Season 4. In the meantime, we have some hiatus bonus content coming, and we'd love for you to share the show, review, follow, all the good stuff. So, here we go. With much love and gratitude to all members of the Season 3 cast, you've been listening to Tim Sherburn as Colin, Buck, and Emily, Richard Cowan as Leet and Percival/Tiberius, Bonnie Brantley as Donna and Jesse, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Howard, Joe, and Mr. Southers, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Captain Madeline, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise and Ben, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross and Glenda, Kevin Hall as Greg and Felonius, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, David S. Deere as Dr. Theo Brome and Tiberius, Erie Alexander as Julie, Kyle Jones as narrator too, Lee Shackelford as Pluto. Special guest performances from Mignon Fogarty, the Grammar Girl, as herself, Becky Stirrup as Sam, the Space Archivist, Scotty Moore as the Guard, Nikki Richardson as the Gated Galaxy Switchboard Operator, Ganis Vesten as the Greyhound, the entire cast of that glorious podcast, Mission Rejected. Tag! Tag!
I got it. And with me, well, him, Richard Nadolny, as your narrator. You were so close.
Music, art, director, you're not done yet.
Crap, I always forget about those. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Okay, that's it. Do you think you can sit up?
Do the patrons.
Really? Me? But I'm on that list.
Yeah. Thanks for that, by the way. Now, read.
Okay, right, sorry. With many thanks to our incredible and generous patrons, Jeffrey McGaffey, Kyle Jones, Fred Gillis Caldwell, Jennifer Hughes, Blythe Varney, Lex, The Z-Mage, John Dowgen, J. Michael DeAngelis, Bruce Babcock, Anthony Fasano, Daryl Schnell, Michael Bergwin, Charlene Rambler, Mark Busby, Buck T., Rodney Evans, Annabelle, Andrew Barner, Brian Fullerton, Michelle Booz, Anthony Forey, Nathaniel Wagner, Vikram Balaja, Chris Knaff, Michael Johnson, Stan Sitzman, Heather McLaughlin, Sweet Bijou, Megan Shaw, Giannis Vesten, Tasman Shaney, Tasman Shane, Relativity Podcast, Mayasa Basada, Barry Heap, Louisa, T.H. Heyman, Eric Davis, Kiyomi and Greg, Stephen LaFon, Anthony DeLape, Anthony DeLap, Dwayne Farver, Kate, Eden Minucci, Fishbonius Sound Design, Madam Kittipaldi, Nicole Aquavelva, Euphoric, Craig Edwards, Marnie Warner, Travis and Shannon Hull, Mel Hartman, A Ninth World Journal, Jessica Vest, Raymond Morse, Karen Heimdall, Timothy J. Ramakers, The Awkward Screw, Danielle, Ed Edens, Laura, Steve Campbell, Soshira Ajo, Rick Croft, Corey Fouch, DC Silvas, and Alex Kirstman, and I'm done. Tag me out!
Right. Comic book backers are next. Ready?
You couldn't do all of this over, like, a couple of episodes?
You've met our writer.
Fair point. You're up. Wait a minute, but tag me in if needed.
We were so thrilled to have a successful Kickstarter, and soon our comic book will be out and annoying at least a few dozen people. Here are most of them, with our thanks for their generosity. My God, there are 135 of you.
Someone didn't keep up with his lung building exercises, see?
Oh, is that right? Bring it, tour guide. Jessica Vest, Michael DeAngelis, Clarence Brown, The Creative Fund by BackerKit, Julie Stewart, Stephen and Journey LaFond, Tony Dillon, Yanis Festin, MJ Bailey, Faith and John Dowgan, Jesse Marston, Louisa Wagner, Kiyomi and Greg Yim, Raymond Morse, Eric Davis, Cool B, Dwayne Farver, Cloudy, Rachel Rauch, Orlando Johnson, Jerry Bennett, Daryl Schnell, Scott Elric, Mel Hartman, Chris McClure, Michael Hudson, Michael Travis Lovett, The King Badger, Stan Sitzman, Nikki and Jordash Richardson, Timothy Greenshields, Oblivity, Carlin Arnott, Sam Carr, Graham Turner, Kate Nugent, Travis and Shannon Hull, Scott Yogerst, Lee Shackelford, Kyle Jones, Marnie Warner, Pat Shans, Debbie Marks, Brian Bondurant, Michael Arms, Mignon Fogarty, Melissa Pagluca, Timothy. Okay, you smug bastard, you're up. Tagging you in.
I knew it. I knew you didn't have it in you. Watch and learn from the Cardio King. DJ Silvis, Sarah Harrison, Pete Berry, and thank you for the sound effect of the time and space. What's it, by the way? Anna, Wendy Pickerell, Tim Sherburn, Greg Burrell, Whitney Rierich, Terry Long, Thomas Taylor, Zachary Leonard, Lee Post, Charlene, Jason, Angie Albright, Alex, Ashley Klein, Ryan McCahan, Christopher Crawford, Andrew Zamet Montebello, Steve Elliott, Bamboo Studios, Salvatore Angelo Cinto Jr., Michael, Patricia Erdele, Maledictus, Alexandria A. Croxford, Patrick Hewlett, Ollie Burgett, Chad Schultz, Tom Shartle, Ann Dalrymple, Nehi, Elena, Brenna Wirtz, Wendy Schlonecker, A.F., Catherine Rinella, Jen R., David Deere, Richard Nadalny, Marley Morgan, David Goslin, Marshall G. Gates, Amber Shreve, Pierre Albee, Karen Heimdall, Alexander Williamson, Alan Moose Studios, Heather McLaughlin, Tina Dominguez, David Hunlap Jr., Shannon K., Quirky Voices, Kathy Clayton, Colleen Nato, Deborah Dugard, that's it, I'm done for, this is brutal!
Guess that keep a balloon in the air without using your hands exercise was all for show, huh? I knew you cheated the second you breathed in from your balloon and your voice got all squeaky. Anyway, thanks to Ian McGillivray, Alexis Whipke, Craig Edwards, Terry Hederich, Letitia Lankford, Vincent Policelli, Andy Runton, Norbert Martin, Greg Childsfold, Eddie Louise and Chip Michael, Robert, T.H. Wyman, Lisa Henry, Cheyenne Bramwell, Victor Serrano, Jen Sugden, Ryan Cook, Carol Durkham, Andy Marr, Jimothy Kaiser Doomskull, John Miyasato, Rob Talo, Tony Anjo, David Selwood, and Kate Cummins. A very special thank you, with all the love, to our Space Monkeys Forever, Kari David and Aunt Mary Catherine. I'm Richard Nadolny.
And I'm Kyle Jones.
Take care out there, Space Monkeys. We'll see you in September. Till then, narrator out.
Did you seriously call me tour guide?
Yeah, sorry about that. Bit of a low blow.
Oh, it's okay. You want to get a drink or something? I'm parched.
Sounds good. You going to Sir David's thing tonight?
Not sure. Hey, I hear James Earl is having a voice-off.
I never go to those. The tiebreaker is always, "This is CNN," or, "Luke, I am your father." I mean, how can anyone else ever win?
Fair.